Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Wanna be the greatest of all time. Yo, what up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, man, and we back for another one, man. Sparking conversation, yo. Y'all know how we do, man. Each and every Tuesday, man, we come up here and we chop it up, man. I bring the crew up here and we go through some things, man, you know. We normally just chop it up about the week's trends, you know, seeing what's going on out here in the world. And just trying to give a little bit of commentary to it. You know how that go. But what I like to do every show is the same thing, you know what I mean? I like to give thanks to all the people that support the show, all the people that's been subscribing to the new channel, Sparking Conversation on YouTube. Thank y'all so much, man. We got 10 subscribers, so yay, you know what I mean? you gotta be thankful for the little things, y'all. Word up. I don't know about other people, but yo, you gotta be thankful for the little things, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all 10 of his subscribers, you know what I mean? All right. And then double shout out to all the people that's been downloading the audio version. Now, see, I was unaware. Now, I studied a lot about the podcast game before I actually, you know what I'm saying, jump back out here again. And I realized that, you know, of different type of things that you have to do to really get the ears of, you know, more sponsors and things like that. But what I didn't know is that these people or these brands got the ability to be able to check your downloads. Like, they can actually go in and they can check and see how many people are actually really listening to your podcast, so you can't front. And the fact of the matter is that they normally podcast are audio. Like, you know, of course, people have been incorporating the video portion because that's another check, you know what I mean, along with the audio. But for the most part, for people that are in the driving industry, whether it's trucking, whether people that's doing a lot of traveling, whether it's people who are just in transportation in general, they consume so much audio versions of different things, whether it's books, podcasts, as well as music. But for the most part, podcasts get a lot of shine in people who are in the driving industry, and the driving industry is big. Y'all know that. Distribution is huge. So, I mean, the country is stacked and survived by distribution. So can you imagine, like, how many trucks out there and different people and all kind of things, they're listening to these things as they go. So I think it's dope that people are automatically downloading. That's one thing you can't really say. You say, yo, I'm out here on all the streaming platforms, if y'all want to check me out. But you know how people are, they're just watching on YouTube or something like that, you know. So double shout out to all them, man. All right, so I also want to tell everybody that I definitely appreciate y'all that's been going out there, clicking the links and checking out all these different sponsors that we, you know what I'm saying, I be giving shout outs to every week. Y'all been in there clicking the links, so I appreciate that. Y'all also been out there inquiring about all the information between the different links that's in the description, so I appreciate that too. All right, now that that's out the way, okay, the sponsors, y'all know the sponsors already, y'all know Flixster's in the building. Y'all know we got the Credit Builder free ebook out there, so y'all check the link in the description. Y'all know if y'all into any type of inspiration or anything, whether it's you that need it or whether you like to drop inspirational quotes or anything that you feel like to try to help people get through the day. Like, you already know, a lot of times when you're helping other people, it'll help you too, especially if you people that are dealing with some things. So we got a whole bunch of positive affirmations and different quotes and a whole thing that you could build a whole business on if you really wanted to. But we have all the whole setup up there, man, where you could go out there and talk about tens and thousands of different quotes and different inspirational themes and things to say and things to add to your journals and all that other stuff, yo. So go out there and check it out. The link is in the description as well, yo. All right. So the week, y'all. I know it's been a lot going on in the week, but it's been just really crazy for me. You know why? Because I've been looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, it's been a lot of abuse being reported, like, all week. It's been a lot of things happening where abuse is involved, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, or whether it's verbal. So I want to talk about that a little bit tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know for some of y'all that's been watching, or a lot of y'all that's been hitting me up, y'all be saying, like, yo, I like watching because, you know, even when things are serious, y'all kind of make, you know, light of it, and y'all don't always get as deep. And I know that when it comes to anything dealing with abuse, domestic violence, you know, verbal and mental abuse, like anything like that, I know that could be kind of a heavy subject. But it's just been a lot going on in the week that we, you know, that we've been seeing that's been involved in that. And for me, it's kind of personal. It hit home for me because growing up, you know, I've seen and, you know, through different experiences, all of those different things. And even myself, I felt like, you know, as far as the mental and verbal, we've all had to deal with that part. If you grow up anywhere in a Black family, you're going to deal with those two at least. You know what I mean? And but we normalize trauma, yo. And that's the weirdest thing about our culture is, like, we look at trauma and, like, it's normal, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's just a thing. Like, we've all used that as a coping mechanism just to deal with trauma. Like, you know, it's okay. Like, that's just what happens. And really, technically, nah, yo, that's not the way shit's supposed to be. And it's a lot of things that's not supposed to be the certain way. But, you know, in retrospect, we just continue to follow it because a lot of times things that are wrong are easier to do. You know, it's like trying to change things or change your mindset or change the way things have been taught to you once you know better is one of the hardest things. It's like people who don't want to get off pork. It's crazy. Like, you can say anything you want about pork. These motherfuckers is like, yo, nah, man, I grew up on it. But you're not going to continue to grow. Like, that's the thing. It's like, how far do you want to grow? Because, yo, you keep eating the shit, boom, boom, boom. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. But that's another thing. Or people who got iPhones and won't switch to Androids, knowing that your battery ain't got but 10 minutes of life a day. Like, you know that. So I don't even understand why they won't just jump ship. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, but that's just something else that ain't my business too. Like, you know, people who got iPhones, that's on them, man. If they want to walk around here with a charger in their pocket, that's on them, man. I ain't mad at them. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of them things, yo. Like, I'm saying, like, when we out here, we normalize trauma. And y'all know having to charge your phone every 30 minutes should be traumatizing. No, let me cut it out, yo. I'm just playing. But, you know, that's because all my crew that's getting ready to come up here, they all got iPhones. So, trust me, they probably going to come on popping shit. But it's all love, yo. One thing I do want to talk about, like, in the sense of what we're going to talk about tonight, I just want to make sure that y'all understand, man, I'm not an advocate of, you know, abuse in any kind of way. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. There's nothing about it that could be justified for me enough for me to be like, yeah, I understand why they're being abused. Nah, there's nothing about it that's going to really be, you know, something that I really will always be like, yeah, all right, cool. We gonna be like that. But nah, look, they in the chat, man. They calling me all kind of names in the chat. So I guess they're going to call me that in person once they get up here, yo. But but for all of y'all that's watching and y'all that's going to jump on, y'all know what it is. The chat is going to be wide open. So if you got anything you want to say, commentary, you want to jump in, anything that you can relate to based on tonight's topic, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about that soda can that exploded out in the ocean trying to go see, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, listen, like, it's a lot of things that's going on and people be thinking that it's certain distractions that they're giving us for us to pay attention to. But I don't know. That I hear y'all. I do. I promise y'all I do. All the people was like, yo, man, I think that was just a distraction and da-da-da-da. All right, cool. That's all right with me. All that. But the way that the people who got all that money and all these smarts jumped in a soda can with an Xbox controller and now they not here no more, y'all, like, come on, man. That's abuse, too. Like, that's abuse of just, like, common sense. Like, you, like, it ain't coming no more. We get that. But then you going to go swimming in a soda can? Like, you going swimming in a Pepsi can? Like, yo, you wild, yo. What? And I'm just saying, yo, it's just been a lot going on this week, man. And we going to chop it up, yo. So I'm about to bring the crew up. And y'all know how we get down. But remember, all y'all that's watching, the chat will be wide open. Jump in. Let's communicate, yo. All right? So let me see what's going on. C-Double, what's good, y'all?
Yeah.
Mika, what's going on? I want to say...
First of all, fuck you. Real shit. That's how we gonna start it.
We choosing violence early.
Ain't nobody even come for you. Like, we was minding our business.
Okay.
But listen,
and here you go.
Yo, but honestly, yo, we gonna talk about abuse. And thank you for opening up the show being abusive already.
With abuse.
I'm leading by example. Leading by example. That's what I do.
Listen. Nobody would know that you got an iPhone if you wasn't feeling that way right now.
You said your whole crew, you said everybody in the crew
put us on blame.
So you already knew. Everybody
knew. I did. My bad. I did.
And you do it all the time, so they already know.
Well, how you feeling tonight, y'all? Y'all feeling good?
I was good.
Oh, Meek finna like that. That's like a quiet night.
She better cut it out. She better cut it out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She know her joint plugged in right now. Y'all had a good week though.
Meek, don't fuck him, Meek. Fuck his bullhead ass.
Wait, hold on, there's two of y'all, Cap. Which one?
Why
you
are there two Cap?
Yeah, I'm switching to the laptop since you had that slander on the iPhone.
Oh! I'm just messing with y'all, man. Y'all know I gotta give y'all something, man. We gotta lighten it up because today might be a little heavy, but not really. You know what I'm saying? But it might be just for the simple fact. You know what I mean? But I'm glad y'all doing good. You know what I'm saying? Because of course, Kev and CJ, y'all wasn't on last week. Me and Mika was on here running through. I was hoping y'all would at least jump on and jump in the chat or something. I know, CJ, you couldn't talk. You probably was somewhere asleep. You had a lot going on.
Yeah, I was done.
Yeah, I feel you, y'all. And Kev, you was out there doing it big, man. Had the family and shit, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, man. So it's good to have y'all back, yo. Word up.
Let me just good to be back.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah, good to be back.
With that. And then, I already know y'all been paying attention to the shit that's been going on all week, yo. I already know. Number one, I want to talk about this first because, you know, the whole dude in the burger shop touching the lady and she had to go get her son to come through with the burner and take him, you know what I'm saying, send him on. Like, I saw a meme up where a person said, yo, put his picture up and was like, damn, imagine going in for a burger and coming out with wings. But
don't laugh at that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, CJ, how you just going like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Why you just, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it is, but I'm just saying, I don't want to make, because I know people had a couple of different takes on it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because at first, they was all mad that, you know, his life was taken.
Why?
Because I don't think the whole video was out.
Oh, he strong-armed her.
I guess what's the
point? Hit her with two of them.
Right.
No. He leaned all the way back and in with that shit. Like, he geared up for it.
Yo, listen.
Like, why are people mad? You can't put your hands on people. Like, I guess she was berating him and she was in his face, but you can tell, even if the whole video wasn't up, like, I feel like at that particular time when they were going back and forth, she was already, like, pretty much, like, trying to back her way. Hold up now.
That's definitely an iPhone. Y'all know that. Y'all hear that ringtone? Y'all ain't know. Go ahead.
We're not going to go there. But I think even at that particular point when she was trying to, like, back up and He looked like he was just geeking the hitter, like, say something one more time, and I'm gonna hit you. Better get your food. I'm just like, it's giving me like sassy vibes, but I get it. Like, I get it. But you did not, like, he took that shit from Cali and brought that shit straight across the East Coast. Like, when I mean, he real lie, like, punched that lady like she was a cold nigga, like she was in his shit, and she wasn't, like, to me, I feel like, you know, he fucked around and he found out, period. Like,
that couldn't have been the first time, person.
He could have walked like the fuck out. He could have. At that particular time of what was showing, he could have walked out because she wasn't in his face. Even if she was talking shit, she was talking shit in a corner. Like, for you to go off and pop this bitch twice and you thought that wasn't, like, nobody was going, nah, you tripping. I was mad that people in the store for not jumping his ass, because what is y'all doing? Like, you need your ass to be broke, because there was so many other ways you could have handled that. But instead, people left out the store and they left her to fend for herself, and you want to be a painator because her son defended her. Congrats. The charges was dropped.
Right.
I'm glad about that shit.
But yeah, so here's...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Another thing too that really bothered me about it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, fam, the way that he was like giving it up in that video, you could tell like he be doing that to women, period.
That's not his first time. I'm not even trying to put no smut on his jacket.
I'm just saying, like, dead eyes, you don't just
he was too back. Comfortable with that.
Too comfortable.
Yeah, like, now
one more time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
On my grandma.
On my nigga Tay Tay. Like, I just be like, bro. Because at that particular time, I'm like, bro, she wasn't sane enough for you to be that pressed to hit her at that point in time. Just
no.
I don't believe she was even giving you that much energy in the food store to even, like, the curry out or wherever they was at for you to even do that. So if at that particular time, it was already not at a calm state, but if she wasn't like, rah, rah, like, oh, fuck you, and did it and all that, like, it wasn't no need for you to pop off on that lady. Like,
Yeah, I could see that. I got like two things. One, don't put it on nobody if you can't knock somebody out. Yeah, because on my grandmama, I'm gonna knock your ass out. And then he hit her not once, but twice, and she was still standing. So, like, don't put it on nobody if you ain't never really knocked nobody out. Like, don't put it on nobody, because now we gotta go send you to your sky daddy. And then you got to answer to him like, bruh, so you swung not just once, but twice. I mean, did you connect? Because from what I saw, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's the moral of the story. You can't push somebody and then tell them not to shoot you or stab you or whatever. Because, you know, everybody's retaliation is going to be different based on their personality. That's why... You know what I mean? You got to leave people alone. But the one thing about it that bothered me the most is that, you know, it was more so the portrayal of so many different things in that moment. Not only was he physically abusive, he was definitely verbally abusive. So then that goes into the whole thing about women. Like, I get y'all. Like, I know that a lot of times you ladies have to grow up in these environments that make y'all like really have to go there, like really have to really show your masculine energy, you know what I'm saying, in order to make sure people understand that you're willing to go out for yours. The problem is, though, is that a lot of times they don't know when to cut that off or when to pick a battle. And that's the thing that I don't understand, too, when it comes to certain things. I think ladies have to learn to use better judgment about different people. Once you see certain energy get in a certain place, nobody's going to look at you like you're a punk because you're a woman. They're not going to say, oh, you started off talking shit and now you quiet. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, you're a punk now because you ain't doing what you're doing. They ain't going to look at you like they would like a dude. They will understand that you read in the room and be like, yo, you know what? All right, cool, because she had to call her son to come bring the joint in, which was her gun. So had she been in a, you know what I'm saying? Had she been in another type of scenario, like, all right, bet. I ain't going to say, I'm going to chill. Let me get my food, and I'm going to leave. But if he keep going and he follow me out here, I'm about to let him, you know. Like, she already knows she had the burner. So it was one of those things where it was like, yo, I just felt like at that moment, too, she could have did something to kind of like, you know what I'm saying, de-escalated a little bit before it got that far, because they was going back and forth for a minute before he started getting all, yeah, whoa, yo. And that's the thing I'm talking about, like reading the energy, because she shouldn't have got hit, period. Let's just put that out there. It don't matter. She shouldn't have got hit. The point blank is, dudes that's so quick to hit a woman, they still out here. Like, they don't know, they don't care.
Popped.
They still out here. Like, I would think that now in this day and age, they would know that more people are protecting themselves, especially women. They are carrying firearms now. Women are not just out here and don't have nothing on them. So I don't understand why dudes are still got that mentality. But I understand why he did, because he still do that. He do that
every day, like
on a regular.
That's part of his. That's part of his thing. Every day,
he busting ass. Whoever his girlfriend was, I don't know. She was like, yeah. "No, that I shouldn't."
Lord, you always find a way to come through. God, my nigga.
I mean, won't but he think do about it,
it
though.
Won't he do it?
Like, that'd be something that would be said. Now, I'm not trying. That's why I said I wanted to catch myself, because he had a family too. I'm sure,
right.
They're probably missing him and mourning the loss of him regardless. And even if people know him, like, he violent like that, they probably just was like, yo, he gonna get his one day or whatever, or maybe not. Because you know how family is. Sometimes family don't care. They'll ride with you whether you wrong or right. They know you a whole devil. They'll still wear a t-shirt talking
that's
about
fine. Now your ass crying, I'm giving your ass some shit to do this weekend. Now, recollect on that shit and make sure you don't raise the rest of them like that. I don't might give a fuck about none of that. Period.
I mean, like, I feel you. Now, I feel you on that, though. I do. I just feel like, you know, at some point in time, you know, we got to be able to acknowledge when people just doing dumb shit, man. I mean, and I get it. You know, people lost their life, and you're not, you know, it's not something to make light of. But I just feel like fam, just he just knew better than that, man. And I think we all do as adults. Not running around here putting your hands on people, dude.
Yeah, because I ain't sure, like I said, like I was like, if she was even at that moment or even before, if he would have, because I'm pretty sure he would have mentioned she was slapping him, if she was berating him, to be honest, everybody would have looked at him and was like, shit, I mean, she, you know,
yeah, she kept fucking with him. Yeah.
So she got her ass hit. It wouldn't have been no, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I'm like, bro, at that particular time, it just looked like you was pissed off because she kept talking. He kept, you know, if you keep talking, just get your food. If you keep talking, I'm going to hit you. And I'm just like, You didn't feel the need to walk away? Like, was she with her? The fact that she was talking pissed you off that much that you had to hit her and you thought her son was going to defend? Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like,
he probably didn't think that they had a burner in the car.
True.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was just wolf tickets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, then you know how people be in that moment? You'd be like, yo, chill, chill. No, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? He was probably in one of those. How good is the food at that restaurant?
You know what? I heard it was so good that people ain't give a fuck about standing there watching an altercation. They was going to get their food regardless. So,
yeah,
that's a pretty good curry, y'all.
Because whoever's holding the camera, they had no worries. They was just like, shit, my order coming up, though.
Fact.
Yeah, I'm still going to eat, though.
You know what I'm saying? Did you say 17? I'm just saying, like, I ain't losing my life over
waited, chicken.
Too. So. Facts. And you know what's so crazy, though? Because it was in Chicago.
Oh,
now this makes it like a regular. If he would have went to jail, I know they dropped the charges and all that, which was great. Like, I know Fam lost his life. I'm not trying to make light of a person losing their life. I just want to make sure y'all watching and watching the playback, y'all get that. We're not making light of a person who lost their life. We talking about consequences,
highlighting the consequences
and action.
Facts.
Yeah.
Your actions versus consequences. If you don't, if one hand wash the other. I mean, that's what we're coming from tonight. So please, I don't want people sit up here thinking we making fun of somebody who lost their life. We not. We talking about the consequences and the actions based on that. Like, or actions based on the consequences after that. Y'all know. Come on, y'all. We all know. You walk, if you walk across the freeway and the light ain't red, or you know what it is. You gonna play leapfrog. You might get your ass mopped up if you can't play leapfrog. That is something that you know. You know, it's not something that somebody gotta tell you. That's something you know. If you stick your finger in a light socket or a fork. Your ass is zapped. That's it. Doesn't matter because you lost your life. People gonna be upset because they gotta like CJ said, because you giving them something to do and a reason to dress up.
Yeah,
just because you doing that don't mean that we can't talk about yeah, you right, fam. Did he zapped out? He dead. You know, right? Yo, R.I.P. to you, fam. But he stuck a fork in a
fucking socket. What y'all think? Like, come on.
So we got to be able to talk about that, because at the end of the day, like, listen, y'all, I know better. I know all of us up here know better, like, because we wouldn't want nobody doing that to us. So we definitely not going to run around just because you popping shit with somebody. You're going to get to the point now you're ready to fight because you don't know if the person strapped up or not. And that go for male or female.
Facts.
That's facts.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be out. You might have knocked them out. You might can, but you got to get to them first. They might be so confident because they got that thing tucked right there.
You gotta
been waiting for this moment.
They've been waiting to use it.
Some people wait a lifetime.
I wish a mother.
If you think about it, they might be in line waiting for just to get one black and mild because they stressed out. They might be in line just to get one black and mild just to try to calm down because it's some shit that just happened. And you coming in on the rah rah talking about, yo, I'll slap you.
I'm gonna play
that. Just, look, feel right here, said, okay.
Today? Right now?
The little mascotudo? Do I need to call for the mascotudo?
Before I get my back in my mouth, you gonna slap me before I calm down?
Okay. Not the mascotudo.
I'm not about to play with you, baby. I got kids to make a home to. I'm going to pop your ass, too, and my son don't miss. I'm going to have his ass pop. You fucking, listen, kudos to the... He protected his mom by all means, and to ruin his life because of that shit, I don't think that it was worth it, especially if she didn't put her hands on him first. So, fuck it.
I mean, even if she did, like... I mean, there's at this point, you know, his people are planning a funeral, and no matter how they dissect it, ma'am, your son is a woman beater, and he was in the store acting a fool, putting his hands on people, and like you said, Mika, he fucked around and he found out. And now they gotta sit here and bury Ray Ray, man, but whatever his name is. They gotta put that man under. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like, you know, where, because you know he does this all the time. So where was his homeboys last time he like raised up on a woman and said, hey, bro, you got to chill out? Where was the camera person saying, hey, bro, that's a female? Like, even what you call it, hey, man, that's a female. What movie? Like, where was that person that stepped in and said, hey, bro, we ain't doing that? I'm that person many a times. Nice. Hey, bro, I don't know what y'all got going on. It's not going to go on in here.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it comes so easy, yo.
You gotta move around, bro. You're not about to beat on a woman in front of me. So you gotta just move around, bro.
Facts. You know the fucked up shit about that, man. I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all, man. One day, me and a couple of my homeboys, we were just outside, man, like at night. You know what I mean? We were just outside, we were just chilling. And so a couple is walking up and down the street. We hear them arguing like as they're coming up, you know what I mean? But you know, this is Jersey, everybody argues. And it doesn't even really be about nothing. They just talk loud at each other. You know what I mean? So
right.
You weren't paying no attention to it. But then as they get closer, they start really like grabbing each other and fighting, like literally like fighting. And the dude was smacking the shit out of her, like you know, like randomly. So we up there yelling, yo, yo, what the fuck, man? What's wrong with you? Yo, you hit her again, blah, 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 blah. So now they all ready to go. So then now she is yelling back at us, telling us to mind our business. So now him and her is yelling. Now at this time, I'm sitting up there like, yo, you know, we arguing except for one of my boys. He just sitting there quiet. He ain't saying nothing. Now he was the first one to start talking shit. Now he just sitting there quiet. He ain't saying nothing. So then now we like, yo, he like, yo, nah, y'all chill, man. We was like, yo. So then now they arguing with him. So now a couple of my boys, they arguing with each other now. Like, yo, he can't be doing that. He's like, nah, chill, B. That's what she like. And then so now they looking at us argue about them now. Now, first they arguing, fighting. Now they looking at us arguing about them. And then when fam said that, no, that's what she liked. She liked to get beat up. Because if she didn't, if, you know, that's what she liked. Now he doing that. Now they over there looking at each other. Now it's like, oh, everybody quiet now. Like, oh, that's what she liked. And that just changed my perspective a lot about like, yo, do I really want to get in a person's business when that comes to that? Because is this what she likes? And I know, like, I'm just telling y'all, I can't deal with physical abuse when it comes from a man and a woman. Like, self-defense, that's one thing. But I don't do good with all that other shit, man. Like, you can't just beat up on a woman in front of me, man. It's not going to happen. Like, yo, you're going to have to figure out something else to do. You're going to have to pull off with it and beat on.
You have to move around.
You can't do that shit in front of me. Yeah, like, after you guys do
it. You got to move around.
You got to figure out something else. Yeah. But if she start popping shit back after you trying to. Oh,
I mean, look, you've done your part.
Yeah, at that point, y'all did y'all part of that. If she, you know, y'all mind y'all business, you know what? All right, ma'am. All right, you guys have a good day. But that shouldn't stop you from defending nobody in the future. Because, I mean, at that point, you'll get your response, whether she like that shit, because I don't think anybody like it. I just think that a lot of people are accustomed to it.
Custom.
That's what they're used to. So that's what they accept versus what that, like, versus that's what they like. And
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You got some motherfuckers who just not with that shit, so you won't know until you say something. But if that's what she accepting, but like, you know, all right, y'all, have a good night. If she knock, if you knock your motherfucking head off, bitch don't come around the corner. And yeah, you know, we see y'all.
Yeah. I don't see you in the obituaries.
Yeah, it just depends on like how hard she defend him, because what'd you say about the obituaries?
She said,
I hope I don't see you in the obituary.
Flipping the page.
We gonna be looking for pictures too.
Me, like, you know we finna get fucking crucified in the future, bitch.
I'm gonna let y'all get that laugh out first, cause yeah.
I'm sorry. That shit was fun.
Go ahead, Cam. Get it, Cam.
So yeah, nah, my thing is like, you know, some people are long-term victims of abuse, and they feel like if someone was to help them, that it would be worse for them later. You know, so that's why they may be like, no, chill out. No, it's okay, guys. I'm fine. You know, because they don't want what's gonna come later, or they could believe that they do. CJ, stop.
Yo, they bugging. They on some demon shit, yo.
They might really believe that they dude is just so bad that you gonna get it too. Like, you know, I'm saving you from taking this ass whooping. I'm taking ass whooping for both of us. But it's never the case. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? People who are in these very physically, verbally, mentally abusive relationships, sometimes they fall into a place of like What's that syndrome called when people?
Stockholm syndrome.
There you go. So there's a whole syndrome. So that's the thing where, you know, if she taking these punches like a champ and tell me mind my fucking business, okay. But if she barely standing and like he just dragging her by her hair and stuff, come on, man, nah. You know what? I got it. I'm going to intervene. I don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. He going to have to beat you up at the house because I don't want to witness this. Y'all got to stop laughing.
No.
Y'all bugging.
Let me. I'm going to be transparent because one thing I don't want is for people to catch your attitude. I don't want people to not be on your platform. I don't
you
want
crying?
To, so, because I grew up, let me tell you, I single-handedly grew up around abuse. It's a terrible defense mechanism. It's a very defense mechanism. I'm laughing. But I done been in the hot seat. Like, not the one that was getting my ass beat, but I've watched, you know, not to put my business all out there, but my mom been in a bunch of physical and verbally abusive relationships, and I'm the oldest. So when you're the oldest, you've seen everything. You've been around everything. Like, I literally, you know, had to get into physical altercations with every guy she got into. Like, so I can tell y'all stories. You be looking at me like, okay, I see why you the way you are. So I can go on, but I'm not going to. But I just want to be able to let you guys know, like, I can resonate. Like, I've been there. It's just a terrible defense mechanism for me to laugh because it's going to prevent me from crying. But Meek ain't making it no better.
At all.
Yeah, not at all. She got me over here because you know what? And that's why we were saying earlier, CJ, about the fact that we normalize trauma. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because we all, like, me, same thing with me. Like, you know, my mom, you know what I'm saying, in different relationships, she'll link up with people who just ain't, you know, these cats just don't have the ability to walk away. Like, they don't have a walk away button.
Yeah, they don't.
Slapping and grabbing, yo.
Pushing and then the balls, beating their ass, like.
And like you standing there, and then next thing you know, they go through all this altercation. Cops get called, da 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 da, and then he 2 weeks later he
back. Yeah, you stand with him. So man, we can go on.
So
and on.
I just don't know, y'all. That's why I'm saying, like, we normalize, like, you know, trauma. We normalize it because abuse shouldn't be accepted on no stage. But we have to look at examples of the adults before us, and they just allow so much abuse to take place in front of us that we all had to try to figure out a way to either accept it or just choose a life path where we ain't going to deal with that. Like, whether it's somebody trying to give it to us or we not being with nobody that we feel like we got to do that to. Because I'm going to be honest with you, for men, they might not suffer as much physical abuse as women do. But that motherfucking verbal and mental abuse, yo, men deal with that shit on a whole nother level. And I know there's some women out here who deal with, because if a man is physically abusing you, I'm quite sure he's doing the other two too. He talking shit to you any kind of way, so you get in the verbal, and mentally he probably keeping you isolated, away from other people, your family, things you like to do, friends, all kind of shit. So she probably dealing with all three. You know what I mean? So that's why I say we ain't going to compare the two, apples and oranges and shit. You know what I mean? It's just all fruit. But at the end of the
day, I'm too crazy. I don't know. Like, my mother was so comfortable with me defending her. Like, she was so comfortable, like, for me, like, her child, like, defending her, physically fighting guys that was, like, two times my, like, that's why I'm, like, y'all. Let me see. We've been on for three. We ain't got enough time for that. But I don't want nobody to think that it's because, like, oh, she think it's funny. No. It's a terrible defense mechanism, but I laugh to prevent myself from crying because what I mean, I literally been the heart of that shit. I've been there, done that. Don't think that it's somebody laughing coming from the other side. Like, I've been there, and we can go on and on, but, you know, I just wanted to make that portion clear. So, yeah.
Comedy helps.
Yeah, it's terrible, but
yeah,
it gets us as so-called Black people through a lot of shit. So can't nobody make me feel bad about laughing about my trauma. It's just, you know, it's more so how I deal with it and make sure I don't operate in it. Hence why I made sure the life that I have now does not mirror nor reflect ideally as close to the shit that my mother been.
No, I mean, but that's a fact.
It's a fact.
No, it's a fact. Because guess what the representation was for us as being boys watching their mother go through that? Now, imagine us, because the dudes, would be, you know, if they beating their mother, you know, they throwing real punches at us too, because we boys. So they really trying to deter us from trying to defend our mothers. The only difference is we grab weapons. At least I did.
You better not, you know, miss. I mean? I look at my son. And I look, did it just like sis did. Listen, go ahead and grab that. You better not miss.
I backed a couple people right on out the door, son. Hmm. Like on some other shit. And you know, I used to watch karate too. You know them kung fu movies where the motherfuckers be talking, but the words don't match their mouth. I used to watch them. Yeah, and then you know how they
with your S curl.
Listen, with my whole S curl. And you remember how in those movies they didn't throw knives at a person like they was mad. They used to flick it like you know, like shit like that. I pulled out the kitchen with like 8 little steak knives like this. Like leave my mother alone, and I threw these like. And you know what helped me? Because he came in one day, this one particular person I'm talking about, he saw me practicing the shit, like throwing the knives and shit, trying to get him to stick. Like he caught me doing the shit, yo. He's like, man, you can't do that dumb shit. Stop watching that shit, yo. I'm like, nah, man, I'm gonna get it. You know, he caught me doing the shit and told on me. So of course I couldn't practice with the knives, but he knew I was serious about the knives. So whenever I really did go get him, in that situation, he knew. He didn't know if I was gonna throw him or not, but he knew I was about that. He knew I was about that shit, yo. I was trying to stick something. He knew that. So that backed him out. But that was just, you know, that time. But you gotta think about, that's a scary situation to be in too. Because not only did you go through all that, you know what I'm saying? You scared to go out the door because you don't know me outside waiting around the corner of the stage. I'm calling my grandfather and everybody out. Yo, come through here because I just had to, you know what I mean? My mother up there telling me, get off the phone, get out the phone. Shay, you know, I'm telling the business. I'm telling. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
I think I was so.
That's only when our phone was on.
Trust me, to a whole nother level because I ain't. Man, after I got done beating your ass, I hope you ain't got no damn vehicle outside because I'm going to go out there and slash all your ties. Let me tell you, I done did some shit. I done slashed ties, bust windows. I done found family members of people and whooped their ass. Like, I was a fucking Tasmanian devil. Like, it was different. But to watch that shit and you the oldest and you the girl, like, I didn't have no older brothers. Like, I'm the oldest. I'm a girl. Like, what the fuck? Like, I have no choice. People, like, in my family make the joke, like, my mom always say, like, you was the oldest son I always wanted. But when your ass needed me to defend you, yeah, all right there. Like, cut it with the fucking jokes, bitch, because I go call them, have them come knock your ass. Like,
oh, God, y'all. See what I'm saying? And that turned you into a whole assassin out here.
I'm done.
You're a whole hitman. And you know what, though? It matched your personality. And I think that's what happens, because a lot of times when people go through things, it kind of molds you in a certain way, especially with y'all being women, you know, defending you. Because look at you, Meek, you was in the military. I mean, and you used to steal Jeeps. Nobody can look at you and think that you a hot wire Jeep. Nobody don't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to hot wire it.
you know what to do. Like, nobody can look at you and tell. Like, if we were somewhere stranded and somebody was chasing us, you'd be like, damn, well, we ain't got no car. Meek would be like, I'll be right back. I was like, where's she going? Come back. Honking the horn. Let's go. Like, oh man, where you get the station wagon from? Chill, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Meek gonna steal a station wagon. She'll steal the only car nobody want.
But we won't get caught though.
We will not get caught. Nobody looking for a station wagon. And Meek went and got one out of somebody's house that was 78 years old. You motherfuckers got dice in the mirror and the whole nine. She was stolen. Meet the hot wire they shit quick, fast. And somebody, let's go. So I'm just saying, but you just never know what a person, you know, went through before, yo. And that's why I don't like the fact that whenever somebody go through something, I get where people say, oh man, just get over it. Or, you know, or give a person a time frame when they should be over something. You know, like if a person loses a loved one or anything that puts a person in a traumatizing position, outside people always feel like a person should have a time limit on when they get over something. Like, Like, when are we in control over when somebody should get over some shit?
Or how they process should handle it.
If it take them, I don't care if it take them 20 years to get over something. Long as they're not projecting that off on other people.
Facts.
Let them deal with that. Yeah. Don't put them in no position where they just got to get over some shit because you feel like they should be over it. Oh, man, your dog died 8 years ago. And you knew your dog was going to die because he couldn't see and his nose was bleeding all the time. But I'm still, that's still my favorite dog, yo. Word up. You know what I'm saying? I know he couldn't see. That's what helped me because he didn't get any shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's fucked up.
You don't play with the dogs. You're going straight
to here. But I'm just trying to, I only use a dog because, you know, I could have easily put something, you know how it is. People really be losing people or losing things. And other people be thinking like, yo, they should be over it. Like, hey, man, shit, that was 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago, man. You should be over it. It was 2 months ago. Man, get the fuck out of here, yo. Like, let these people mourn, man.
He was dead. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know he was dead.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, man. Let these people mourn, man.
The jersey came out.
Said that shit to somebody. He had a flash.
Yo, I had to do that before. Listen, I got, you know how it is. You know what's crazy? The one thing about having a 9-to-5, like, I know people look down on 9-to-5s when it comes to, you know, lifestyle. You know, mm-hmm. They be thinking that, you know. But for me, you know, a lot of times you don't never know who you're going to sit next to, who you're going to be cool enough with because y'all pass each other. And next thing you know, these people are telling you some shit. Just because you say good morning all the time. Fuck around, catch you in the break room while they microwaving that nasty ass food they got. And then you'll be up there. And then next thing you know, you'll be like, you know what, man? Boom, 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 boom. And you'll be like, ooh, me? You want to tell me? I like that. And then they telling you, and then you like, somebody said, what? Like, yo, nope. You know, and do you give them that? You know, because you know, people will do that. Like, when a person really feeling bad enough, they'll talk to a stranger. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that won't talk to nobody, and they'll jump right out the fucking window, yo. So, if a person chooses to talk to me, I'm going to listen.
Facts.
And, you know, I might be a little weirded out depending on what they say. Because them palm-colored folks, they'll say anything.
Yo, and my face don't lie, so I'll be like,
"What?" They'll say anything to you about their life.
I'll be right along with them too.
And I'd be like, "Ooh, you said your sister and your husband did what? Oh,
and that's happened.
And you said your aunt was in it too. You said a threesome."
Look, and then I'd be so messy, it'd be a whole week or two later, and I'd be like, so, George, about your wife? Like, what's going on there? Like, I don't be
good. Any updates?
Like, y'all good? Like, you all right? Because you've been you
want to go to lunch today? Yeah.
just in case she in the basement. I just want to try to get it out of you early because, you know, because just in case you put it in the basement, yo, because I'm going to tell you, man, don't look, you got to be an ear sometimes. And I know we all going through shit, but sometimes you just got to be a soundboard for people.
Why they food got to be nasty, though?
Yo, you can smell it, Kev. Kev, hey, yo, Kev, you know how a microwave don't hide shit. You can't. If you ain't got no seasoning on your shit, your shit will smell. It'll smell bland. You know your shit is food smell like ain't got no seasoning on it?
Smell like True Farm to table?
Yo, son, listen. Man, people be warming up some shit in those microwaves at work, bro. They don't even care. Like, they don't care. They be warming up salmon and shit. Like, yo, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, you don't do that.
Like, why? At work, you don't do that? Look, DJ. Tell me why. Because the whole...
Who gonna check
the
me?
The whole floor gonna smell like you had a bad day. That's the part about it. Like, you can't be a woman walking out of break room and nobody don't see you carrying nothing, but they smell seafood. You got on a dress.
You don't want that. We're gonna delete that number real quick.
I don't have them problems with anything. They follow me because I smell good. I don't have them problems.
Yeah, but CJ, you're not in there warming up salmon and shrimp.
Yeah, no. Well, no, I ain't gonna hold you. I did that before. I bought a seafood burger to work before, y'all. When they looked at me and was like,
"The joint in the bag."
Let me tell y'all, if anyone look at me and be like, you nigger, it was worse than bringing watermelon and fucking chicken. That shit was worse than bringing it, but who said something? Yeah.
I'm guessing nobody.
To your face.
They said stuff. They probably ain't
saying
to you.
Oh, yeah, they
whispered. That, that's right. Their best bet. I don't listen. You keep it between you and yours. That's fine with me, but don't let me hit. Exactly.
Shaquandria Jenkins heated up chicken.
Yo, what they call it?
All in a combo she had for
lunch? Shaquandria.
Yo, Cam, yo, you crazy, yo. Hey, you CJ, know. You heard what he said? Yo, that, what they be calling you?
What'd he say?
Shaquandria.
Shaquandria.
Them people don't even know my government name. They strictly exactly. know CJ. Don't play with me.
That's why they be guessing what the C and the J stand for. You know, Shaquandria like, Jenkins.
No, I'm like conjunction just came out of here. She fucked the whole floor up with a seafood boil, the bag melted and everything. It smelled like plastic and fish.
But don't tell her anything because she cuts.
Don't say that. We have to go outside like it's a fire alarm, like it's a fire drill. She gonna fuck the whole floor. We all gotta go outside.
You damn right. I'm finna fuck her. Yeah, you tough.
You already know that little email gonna come out about
not bringing certain foods to work. Yes.
The day after you did it, and you know it's about you.
Why?
No, it definitely is about you, y'all. Yeah. Like, from this point on, there will be no outside seafood heated up in the break room.
Because you know it's indirect as hell.
You know that. And mm-hmm. it ain't going to be like on all the floors. They're going to try to make it like they're not specific. Y'all know what
all buildings, company-wide.
Right. All buildings, company-wide. You're like, well, get out of here, yo.
You know, somebody sending from Tennessee, you like, what?
Right. Oh, you know what be getting people mad as hell though? Whenever you reply all. They be mad as shit, yeah.
And then they reply all to be like, not replying all.
Yeah. And then they say, take me off this chain.
Take me off this chain.
Just not replying. All I gotta do is just not reply.
I'm muted.
Every time they reply, somebody reply back. Like, just take me off the email chain. Take yourself off the email chain.
Right.
I wasn't the one guy. Put myself on it. But you're on it now. Like, they be just fucking up. It'd be crazy, y'all.
Guys, this isn't the form for that. You know, like,
they be on some other shit. But no, but for real, though, y'all, abuse, that's not something that I take lightly. I don't think nobody should have to deal with it. I understand trauma and what we're going through growing up, especially in our community, man. We deal with shit on a regular basis and we normalize it. A lot of times, you know, children are being brought up in mental and, like, you know, verbal abusive homes. And it's normal. I mean, it's normal. But it shouldn't be. And I see why so many people take so much effort, y'all, to change the narrative of the way they're going to run their household versus how they were raised. Because so many of us deal with the fact that we were raised a certain way. But for some reason in our generation, we recognize that shit was wrong. We knew. You know, and we understand what we didn't want to go through. And one thing that I know none of us want to go through is no fucking body's abuse. Like, yo, if you upset at the world, stay by yourself. Like, yo, don't get it with me feeling like we about to go down this hill together, because I don't give a fuck about none of them vows, none of that other shit, yo. We not about to go down that route. I'm not even about to really be arguing with a person back and forth like that in a relationship. I'm going to be honest with you. Arguing is too much for me too.
Speaking of going down a hill, let's talk about this motherfucking soda can that these. It's funny because I called it a soda can.
It was a whole soda can with a propane tank on it, yo.
That shit was ridiculous. Like,
speaking of a soda can,
like, yeah, they paid to go to the pearly gates. Like, they literally paid all this money.
Listen.
To go meet Jesus.
People don't pay for real Fendi and Gucci. People don't want to pay to get in the club. People don't want to pay for a lot of shit out here. But these guys were ultra wealthy. And they paid to get in the can.
To go to hell.
And then they could have They had enough money where they could have just got a real sub. That's what I'm. That's what
they could have got saying. Real shit.
They could have got. They could have got the Nate. They could have got a real sub to drop them off and pick them back up, yo.
Legit shit that didn't run off of an Xbox controller. Like, I'm so confused.
Well, to his defense, they had 24 successful dives.
No.
Obviously, that was the cutoff.
They only did
24. That's it.
I thought they only did
two
other runs. I thought it was only two. It was 24.
I don't know. I've been looking at all these numbers. One person then dove down there 35 times to go look at the wreck site.
Don't believe
another
it.
One of the people that was on there, somebody else was, 24 times? And one of the guys went to space with Jeff Bezos. So, I mean, these are thrill seekers, guys. So they want to hop in a soda can and pretend like it's the magic school bus. Let them do it.
That's exactly what they thought they was.
Yeah.
That's another thing, y'all. Like,
Fizzle wasn't there.
These people lost their lives. And this is the hardest part about us as people, man, right? Because we know good and well, like, just common sense would have told us not to get in this motherfucker, y'all. Like, no matter what, yeah, I don't care how many successful dives, yo, y'all going into the Titanic, y'all going to a spot where people actually died at, where you know people sunk with that ship too as well. Not only the people who died in the water, like, think about that. Like, it was hundreds and hundreds of people. What was it? Thousands of people on the Titanic. I think it was like
thousands,
somewhere like 1,500 people on that motherfucker when it went down, I think, yo. And I only think it was only like a handful of survivors, maybe like 100 or so. Let's just give it that.
I'm on off, doing this little podcast, but you know what I'm saying.
Call me, you know what I'm saying. It don't matter, call me anyway. But listen,
don't vibrate.
He's so disrespectful, yo.
You know, all those people that did die, they bodies are around this area, yo, or the remains of their bodies is in this area, man. Like, a whole lot of people, yo. Like, there's no way you should have went down in the soda can. First of all, You should have went down there with more people than just y'all. You need a whole crew, man.
And then a backup crew.
And right, like, that little shit should have been hooked up to a tow truck. Like,
what the fuck? This shit was not thought through at all.
I think my issue was all of this. It was a lot of all of this shit was searchable. Now, I'm not the richest. I'm not a thousandaire. I'm barely a hundredaire and I fucking work. But I know one thing that I do is when I go on trips, I research shit. I research if I want to do any extracurricular activities, I research what I want to do. I research, reviews. I do a lot of research on shit before I go. Like, I don't just look and be like, ooh, I want to do it. I want to know about your comp. Like, I need to know about shit. I need to know about any accidental deaths, especially if you're handing me a waiver that's mentioning death three times. Like, if you die, motherfucker, it ain't my fault. We're going to put you in the soda can. But by the way, if you die, it's not our fault. And, it's a possibility you may die, but just understand it's not like something should have. Y'all, the group that they ran with, because it's a certain, you know, y'all billionaires, y'all. It's no way that y'all didn't see that this man was a fucking fraud. It's no way you didn't see that this little submarine or sub, whatever you want to call it, never passed like any of the testing. It was the people that were part of his crew that were like doing like the little testing, the drop testing, that fucking was in the process of suing him or wanting to sue him because he was putting people's lives in danger knowing that this little submarine was not going to fucking survive if you drop it. Like, it was just too much. And you telling me that y'all didn't hear about none of the shit?
Yeah, they did, because a guy that used to work for him, he came out. They call him a whistleblower, yo. He came out and he told him, like, yo, nah, yo, this joint ain't ready for all that. You can't go but so far in this joint. Not enough where you're going to be like where the Titanic is. The Titanic is at the bottom of the sea floor. It's not floating around. If you're going to go down there, you got to go down, yo. And what they say, it was like a mile and a half or something?
Two and a half miles?
Yeah, oh, about
two and a half feet. Man, yeah. Yo, think about that. 2.5 miles down?
Man, this nigga ran off on a couple. He ran off on a half a mile. Like, y'all didn't.
But you right, though, about that waiver. Nah, hold on. Like, let's just state the obvious. Crazy. Like, you right. You can't mention depth three times in a motherfucking waiver, and I'm just going to be like, you know what? All right, cool.
Okay.
In a waiver? Like, three, like more than one time, period. I don't care if it was just 1.5 time.
I guess I'm crazy. That.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
You going?
Because when I got on the zip line, I had to read the waiver, and it said depth about three times. I still got on the zip line.
Oh, no, hold on, though. Now that I think about it, yeah, me too, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I always
but zip lining is not, but this was different. This was experimental.
Yeah, like, that, I mean,
this, it was a whole.
I'm about to fly through the air on the screen.
That zip line be high as shit.
It be high as shit on a little string.
That's true. People do not dive in soda cans. You're right.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's different. It's different shit. I wouldn't do either because I don't do heights and I don't do the water.
You gotta think. Well, I mean, these people, like I said, one of these people went to space with Jeff Bezos. So, like, they're just different levels of thrill seekers, you know? And if we could go to the moon in that spaceship that they showed, why couldn't these people dive in a submersible that did 13 successful missions? Why couldn't they? And his company did over 200. I just had to look that shit up. They did over 200, like, successful dives. So, you know, it's an elite circle, so it ain't something that's running every single day. And these fools really believed that it's safer or smarter to do that than just buy a submarine. There's so many, like, submarines that are, like, decommissioned. Why don't he just buy one of them?
I know.
Because for as much as he's charging them.
Yeah. $250,000.
He could have built one.
You know what I'm saying? I be watching, this is a show my daughter watched, The Octonauts. And they be in a little, these is animals and they in a little submarine. You know,
at least I like that show.
Yeah. Like, how many
I think the submarine is cool because it's like something that, like, you know, an underwater vehicle. It's just how far can your ass go down? I think that's where it comes into a play. Like, I bet you could have some successful dives. That's great. But how far was those dives, yo? Did you go a mile? You ain't go to where the Titanic was successfully, because if you did all those times, those dudes would have went one of them times.
Right.
I feel like, because let's be clear, because I hear people right now like, it's not a submarine, it's a submersible. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to a fucking submarine. First of all, that's a sub of a submarine. What the fuck do I look like getting in a fucking submersible? That's not even a real submarine. That's why we need to mind our business. You know what? That's our problem as humans, especially but they don't know how to mind their fucking business. Because why you want
to go? Yeah, that's not our business.
What you want to go on there and get? What you want to extract? What you want to see?
Well, they wanted to meet with the Atlanteans. You know what I'm saying? The underwater people.
And they did. They surely did.
Oh, shit. Bring that out.
Y'all hear they so-called have the pictures of the debris and shit, which is like a lie, because I thought when shit implode, it like pretty much like not disappear, but like your body liquefy, like it's literally little to no particles. Yeah. And apparently it's like pictures that's floating around stating that that was a body part? I think Megalodon, Lydia, I don't know which one of them fucking big ass sharks, because you know they have like this whole app where they track sharks, like the world most thing, like a bunch of, because you know we only discover only about 20% of the ocean. It's like 80% of the fucking ocean we don't know shit jock literally squat about. And we be thinking like, oh, these animals coming out of nowhere that fucking shows they've been here for hundreds of thousands or whatever amount of years be sometimes surfacing or coming close to, you know, the country. So they tag these sharks, and I can't remember the name of the app, I'll have to grab it, but it tracks like sharks, and it shows the damage that it do to like certain, you know, submarines or people that go underwater a certain amount of feet.
Yeah.
I think some ate that shit.
Look, I was thinking just along the lines of what y'all thinking. I was thinking that something did something to that thing down there. Because I was saying to myself, what if it is like a race of mermaids living in that particular boat since it's down there? Like, what if they are using it? What if that is something that they actually use, or aliens and stuff like that? Because, you know, a lot of that stuff don't be fake, man. We be thinking that they be just making up shit, but they don't, man. A lot of that stuff be real, man. When you get into all that ancient shit, man, they really have civilizations under the water, yo. They talk about the dolphins. They talk about the people that used to come out of the water, that used to teach tribes in Africa, like the Dogons. They said that the mer people, they look like dolphins, would come out of the water and teach them, taught them about the star system, taught them about navigation, taught them about astrology, taught them about Sirius and Sirius B, and where Orion and the Milky, I mean, taught these people about all that at a time where there was no such thing as computer technology. And it was 1,000% accurate when it came down to what they was telling people with, according to modern day science. So, I mean, and then on hieroglyphs, if y'all look at a lot of the hieroglyphs, they actually got hieroglyphs of people who are half human, half fish. Like in walls and caves and on tablets where you can't, why, where were they going to make this shit up at? These people back then didn't have HBO. They didn't have a fire stick, yo. They wasn't making up this shit, man. They ain't had no Hollywood. None of that shit. They ain't making it up. They put what they saw.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they worried about day-to-day survival.
Hmm? Yeah. Like, I said, no, I'm like, it's real-life documented proof that, like, indicators show this shit, and we the only... We just don't know how to mind our business, and that shit bothers me sometimes. What? Like...
But what part? You keep saying... What part did you say about the water?
We don't mind our business. Like,
where they gonna mind their business? About the water? Oh, you talking about the Titanic?
Leave that shit alone.
What were they gonna get out of the Titanic though, y'all? Like,
oh, I mean, just to see it, you know, and
they went down there just to see it,
just the wreckage, and you know, it's historic, and only X number of people in the world have ever seen that, and you would be part of this exclusivity.
Yeah,
all of that.
She's about exclusivity and shit. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, listen.
Hey, well,
y'all wild.
Crying shit, y'all.
He's not, bro.
Nah, she's a, she's exclusivity, and then she's broken down too. Exclusivity.
I'm waiting for the word to pop up on my screen and shit.
Hey, yo, then when I chop this up and the automatic captions come on, they were like,
you try
fantasy. I'm gonna leave it right in there too. I'm gonna leave it right in there.
One of them little
disrespectful, y'all.
Yo, I be trying. Yo, them big words be coming to me. I be like, nope,
nope, nope. I'm not gonna land it. I'm not gonna land it.
Synonym, real quick.
You gotta be freaking pull a synonym. That's what them idiots pay for.
They pay. That's what they pay for.
Well, look, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. If you're gonna pay for something, shit, y'all. I just don't know if that was. I just don't get it. I get successful dives. I get all that. I mean, I don't know.
That
y'all.
Was dumb. That Listen, was dumb.
Not even interesting to see. Like, I don't think it would have been worth it.
You couldn't convince me to get inside of a pill bottle that's bolted from the outside with 17 fucking bolts, and the only thing that's on the inside is a fucking elevator button that act like it's. You think I'm really finna let a nigga with a fucking Xbox control, a logic controller, control my life in this fucking straw? That, like, it's no way you could have convinced me to do. It's no way, even with all the money in the world, is no way. How do I get out? How do we survive? Like, because even when you walk in a room, and I think this is normal for a lot of people, when you walk into a room, when you go into a neighborhood, anywhere where you're unfamiliar, the first thing you're going to figure out is how the fuck I'm going to get out of this jump. Which, like, if anything were to happen, I do that at work, okay? Every day, I'm not going to get out this motherfucker.
And me too, and I work from home.
That you went in this motherfucking grinder and you let this nigga sit at the front like, all right, guys, we gotta go. Like, what?
Listen, they went to go meet the water people. Okay. He promised them a meeting with them. The reason why they took the submersible is because it couldn't be tracked by whoever. Yeah. So that way it wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't see them coming. So when they got there, they would be received. And then you can meet this, these humanoid like people who live in the water, who are responsible, as Ross said, for giving us all of this knowledge and stuff. They put it in the movies. They put it in Black Panther recently. That was a whole water people society. Okay.
That's a fact. No, that's
the movie Black Adam, another water thing. Okay. They've been putting it in the movies. What was the movie with the kid that was like the son of Poseidon or whatever? And
Percy Jackson.
It in the movies. The movie where they went down to center Earth and it was like Godzilla or something. Like they put it out there in our face. And these fools went down there and thought that they could just go and meet them. But there's a thing called maritime laws. They need to look those up. You just can't go to their house. We got only certain percentage that we can even be a part of.
That's true.
It ain't about we can't dive to them depths. We have a treaty that we have to, you know, basically respect. Like, I just can't go to your house and just go put my feet up and do what I want. It's your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they just thought that they had paid enough money to be able to get down there and do what the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they didn't have enough communication devices or anything to be tracked, because where they were diving, whatever. Y'all ain't gonna see me.
Today's show was brought to you by Fuck Around and Find Out.
All
these motherfuckers fucked around and they found the fuck out about some
shit. That's true. Nah, that's true. Because you know what, Kev? They could tell us anything in the news. Because when I saw the press conference with the Admiral and all those people talking about what happened, they all looked like they was lying.
Mm-hmm.
They had one Admiral talk, then they'll have some kind of expert come in and he'll step in there. Y'all lying.
It's some bullshit.
Something happened down there. Them dudes had mad cameras on that thing. They had all kind of shit, yo, because they had to, because that's protocol. It's like with an airplane, they got a black box. All these different things got that type of, you know, mechanism on them. So, like, if anything happens, this thing is not going to blow up. They'll be able to take this particular thing and then, boom, get all the information of what happened off of it. And right, so there's no way that they didn't have that on that joint. CJ, you bugging, y'all. What you thinking to yourself? What you thinking, y'all?
Because the fact that, what I really think about, the fact that we really think that he followed procedure and protocol and this nigga was in, he put people in this. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's the grinder? Like, hey.
He put people in this. Like, he put people in a fucking, like...
Yeah, he put them in a massage chair, a remote control.
Like, what the... Hey. Like, he followed. They followed procedure. Like, this man ran off on plenty of people money. He knew this shit was not all that. Oh, it was, we did a certain amount of trips. When that shit first came out, when they first talked about that dude said, this has been, the Ocean Gate has been created since what, 2019? They only had three tours. This is what happened. Now all of a sudden they had all these tours. They only had three fucking tours. And this man kept, that's why he sued them. Because he knew that it was putting people's life in danger. This shit was all there. He put people in this, and you really think this nigga had fucking
like that? Like it, but like y'all said, they changed the name to submersible.
Because it was the Titan at first. No,
it was something else. Then it became
something else. But that's the thing, because you know what they was gonna do? They was gonna try to get this to be successful so they could put it on the market for really rich people to be able to buy themselves one, and then they could go down and explore anywhere they want to on their own. That's what they were doing, but which was the worst thing ever, because like Kev said, yo, everything he said was spot on. They got treaties. It is a such thing as maritime laws. It is different people and races of things down there in that water. We ain't even going to sit up here and think that. They just make it up, because even when they talk about the dude in Black Panther, his name, Kukulkana, Kukulkan, something like that. That's a real name of who Thoth's name is the translation. So that was his. That was the name of a real person. That was one of Thoth's names. Let's just put it like that. That was one of his names. So if you kind of think about it, like, damn, they telling us, they putting it right in our face. It's just that people looking at it as entertainment.
Yeah, that's their way of giving us permission, because you know they can't do shit that we don't allow them, and that's a form only through entertainment. They know is a form of acceptance, whether it's through movies, music, it don't matter. We accept that shit. So as long as we like, you're right, y'all right. That's why I always say shit that's supposed to be in the air, stay in the air, out of space, the firmament, whatever you want to call it. Shit in water. Listen, I need to mind my business, stay on land, stay in my little
seriously. I'll be right here on the land where I'm supposed to be. I ain't got no time.
Look,
for no extra
I'm going to tell y'all something.
At least
knowing, I guess, you know what make it a little different though? Like, at least when people figure it out, like what we talking about, because even you talking about the firmament and all these other things, it's just a certain amount of information that you will have to even know that these things exist, you know, in order for us to know when something is real and fake, because I believe it's going to be a fake alien invasion coming. Not a real one, because the real joint, they don't have to come and invade us. The ones that really ain't from here and all that, they don't have to invade us. They already know how to get everything they need from this place and from us. They don't have to act like they come in here to destroy the place in order to figure out another means of creating this system that they're going to do, because I believe that they're going to do some dumb shit like that. But without knowing certain information, a lot of people are going to fall for it. And a lot of people are going to be scared and thinking that real aliens coming, it's going to be motherfuckers in suits. It's going to be Hollywood outside. And people not going to be able to differentiate between the two because they don't understand, like, the powers that be or the things that's in control. Like, so that's another thing. That's going to probably be for another show. We don't have to talk about powers that be, but we could talk about different things that are remnants of things that they talked about in ancient times that is really showing themselves in nowadays. And it's a lot of different things that I ran across myself, and I was like, yo, that happened way back then, and this happened, and now this shit is fucking crazy. Just to kind of give us some more context to let y'all know that a lot of this shit that they're saying is science fiction and fake, y'all. It ain't. That shit is really real.
And people just won't go and look at them shit. They just won't go.
Shit be real. When they talk about people with extra abilities and different things like that, shit be real. Just don't listen. I'm telling y'all, shapeshifters and all that other shit real. Work. But y'all know how we do, man. That was another joint. We look, like, I want all of y'all that was watching. There was a bunch of y'all that jumped in and out. I saw y'all. And, you know, y'all was a little quiet, I think, because we was talking about abuse. And I think that's what happens, you know. People always have a means of relation when it comes to certain topics. And it may be a trigger for a lot of people. The point is, that's why I said in the beginning, we wasn't going to talk about it from that standpoint to make sure that we get into that space. Y'all know how we do. We don't try to get on here and be dumb serious about certain things. We try to make light of it, even though we're talking about serious topics. But at the same time, man, we understand that abuse is real. We know that a lot of people go through it. They've been going through it. We know that the pandemic put people back in abusive relationships where they had time away. They didn't have to go back and be around their abuser all day, 24 hours a day. And a lot of people still working from home, still dealing with shit. We understand that, you know. And so we also, all of us said this, that we're not making fun of people losing their lives, all right? Even though we were bugging, we're not making fun of the fact that a person lost their life. But, yo, listen, consequences and reactions. We all know about that. You know what I'm saying? Cause and effect. We all know about those things. So if you do something outside of common sense, we got the right to talk about it. I'm just going to be honest with you, y'all. Because when other people do dumb shit, we be saying it, you be saying the same thing. They knew better than that. Okay. Yeah. So we feel like these people knew better than that. We understand tragedy happened. Rest in peace. But damn, y'all. When do common sense become common again, y'all? When can we get back to that? When can we just get back to just making different decisions and not just reacting off of impulse or emotionally just reacting, y'all? You know what I'm saying? When can men get back into the fact of understanding their place and not having to know that they have to abuse women in order to get their point across? Where is women going to figure out inside of them that, damn, y'all, you don't have to push the button all the way, man? If you're going to pop shit, but you don't have to go all the way left and force a person to put them in a position where they may snap. Because a lot of people be on medicine. We got to remember that too. A lot of people be like clinically diagnosed with certain things. They fuck around, do something to you, and they won't go to jail. They'll go somewhere they only got is bushes outside. You do some shit and your ass will be fucking in jail. So be careful, because they'll go. I don't look, y'all know exactly what I mean. People will go to one of those places where it's just
with the tennis courts and shit.
Yeah, like, tennis courts and shit. They just be sitting up there rocking.
Ooh. They going to
it'll took your whole neck off, and they just sitting up there like this. And you did something to them, and your ass somewhere with an orange jumpsuit on. It's different. It's different levels, so you got to be respectful to everybody. So before we get out of here, y'all know how we do. If there's anything y'all want the people to know, of course, what y'all got going on. So what's going on? What we at right now? It's the end of the month. We get ready to go into July. Next time we come on, y'all, it won't be next Tuesday, because it'll be 4th of July next time. And I'm sure a lot of people be eating and doing all that shit. So
it's we'll a fucking Tuesday. Like, how much turning up
is people gonna do on a Tuesday? I mean, you know what? I don't know. I mean, it's just really ridiculous that we gotta go to, you know, people gotta go to work, get off, and go back to work. I mean, it's ridiculous.
There was a whole song about this. Got the club going up
on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
this the Tuesday for. But you know what's so exactly. The people who work from home, it's no different for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's no different for them. It's the people who got to come into work who got to deal with the dumb shit. Like, that's crazy. People working
for gonna be late to work though.
Oh, you know, Wednesday people gonna be late.
I'm gonna be late.
You're gonna be late.
I've been late.
Cause you don't even go from home though. Like,
you work from home.
Yo, there be traffic. You know,
traffic in the kitchen is crazy.
You don't know my life, okay?
You don't know how life can be traffic.
So you got traffic in your house in the morning on your way from the port to
and then you're not even on video. So like, all you gotta do is just click the button. I've logged in.
First of all, not too much.
Nah, yeah, she be having the mouse. She be having the mouse hooked up to a cat, and she be asleep.
I don't even got a cat. See, you keep judging me. First of all, I'm still mad because you said I was mixed. I'm still mad about that. From
you are.
He said it with confidence. He was like, she's probably the only one out of us who is mixed. Bitch, what?
What?
You wasn't mixed? I know, but we talked about that. You said you wasn't mixed. I said,
No, that's not what you said. You was like, I don't believe you, but okay.
No, but for real, be honest with you. Now, when we was talking about that, it was all of us in the room, you know, we was all, you know, we on the darker shade.
He lied to me.
We all real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then Meek, you know what I'm saying? Meek looked like she used to be able to get into the club for free, and she looked like she's, you know, she
could pass back in the day.
Yeah. Like, if she get her hair flat iron.
Get her hair straight and she can pass.
If this was like 1945, something like that, like during segregation or something like that.
Disrespect me to my face.
Yeah, and then built the whole story too. I'm just listening.
They don't hurt me. We kept the pocket of story. Now white
people. Yeah.
But look, how can you be mad when I told you that I tried to get light skin attributes? I told you I tried to be light skinned.
That was funny.
You there's no way you could be upset with you. I talked about myself. I tried to be like y'all. I tried to be mixed. I tried to be Dominican.
That's not how the show started. The show started with you saying that I was mixed. That's how you brought me in. And I was serious as shit too.
I like because out of everybody, I guess. But CJ was there. She know.
She wasn't there. It was just me and you.
Oh,
last week? This was last week?
Oh, this was last week?
He tried to put me in it.
Has happened before, though.
I thought you, but I still talk about myself, though, trying to be light-skinned and mixed. So you can't.
Yeah, it's worse to be a wannabe, so it's okay. It's, you know.
Yeah, that's
fact. Right, and not even the fact that you wanted to be a wannabe, your wannabe button was stuck. You couldn't even be it.
You couldn't even be.
You couldn't even be it for Halloween. I couldn't even be Dominican for Halloween because the S curl didn't act right. Because I didn't carry the gel. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even be light skinned for Halloween. So fuck that. Nobody should be mad. You know how bad I wanted to be. Listen, man, we ain't gonna do that, yo. Word up, man.
That's the worst. I would have never told nobody that.
Nah, but it's okay to laugh at yourself. You gotta be able to laugh at yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I just told it easy too. Like we wasn't live and all that shit. So yeah. Like I could have took back. I just ran off with it. But anyway. All right, y'all. So what we got going on, y'all? What we got coming up? Because what we got coming up?
Anybody? I'll go first because I don't be really having nothing. But Friday, single release party, Cody Daniels. Come check us out and carry. You know what I'm saying? It should be a great time. Come find your boy. I'll be out there.
All right. I'm going to come stop through for a minute, B. What's going on with y'all? CJ, we know what you got. You helping people find a gig, right?
Of course. The landing page is about to turn to the actual website, so I'm pretty excited about that. So, of course, the www.preview.career, you'll be able to see it full-fledged. It's a few demos that's happening this month. I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, really good news, that we got a letter of intent from investors. So, I don't know, stuff is really like...
Because you just radio versioned yourself. You said shit and then come back and stuff. Like we know you've been talking to some people trying not to cuss because you just came back and said, like that don't even sound right coming from.
Right.
All right. Well, congratulations on that, man, because that's a big, it's a big step into towards entrepreneurship. And plus, y'all actually providing a service that's helping people, man. So that's really fly, yo. Word. Let us know. The crew, we'll get out here. We'll blast it out here for y'all when y'all ready, man.
Of course. Word. We're getting up and running. So it's a lot quicker than your average, but it's coming along. But
It's dope though, man. It's dope. And outside the box too, not typical. Y'all ain't opening up no barbershop and no hair salon. So that's dope, y'all. It seems like that's all we want to do when we get some money. Open up again. Anyway. Me, what's up, me? What you got going on besides being mad because you mixed? What's up?
I'm not, fuck you. And that's how we starting and ending the show today, is with a fuck you, Rob.
Verbal abuse. Today's show was sponsored by Verbal Abuse.
You about to fuck around and find out.
See, Winnie is like, stop playing with her.
World star.
What you got going on, yeah? Before you take your frustrations out on me, what you got going on? Yeah.
So I'm actually a very positive person. In real life, I'm a positive person. Rod just brings out the evil in me.
Don't worry, he does.
Yeah, that's what he be doing. But anyways, I'll be starting with a new organization, doing some life coaching with them, with their clients, sometime next month. I'm finishing up a 21-day journaling challenge on self-compassion, trying to love me a little bit more. Did it with a group of people, so that's wrapping up this week. We're going to get into growth mindset next month. I'm just trying to talk to the people, not argue with the people.
no, that's dope, man. More people need to connect with you, man, on that, man. I know it's a lot of people out here probably looking for that, yo. So how can they I know what you say all the time. This is probably on Facebook, but is that what you want? Do you have an exclusive page just for your life coaching and your events and stuff?
Nah, everything, you can find it on Facebook. My website's on there. My group is on there for my journaling, everything. DM me. It's always open. Not you creepy men, but I work with the ladies only. We put that out there. But yes,
I had to put a disclaimer up there real quick, y'all. But
to spell her when you put this out,
that to spell her name, so y'all can find her on Facebook is right under her blue Mika, rest right up under there. So Tamika Mooney Glebby, y'all can find her on Facebook. Link with her if y'all, ladies, link with her if you guys are interested in getting in the journal challenge or just getting into a group with a group of women that's positively moving you towards loving yourself more, especially if you are a person that's coming out of abuse or maybe dealing with some type of thing. This will be a perfect kind of, setting for you to get into or get with of some other people who y'all could kind of, what they call accountability. You can kind of give each other some type of accountability and motivation to try to get yourselves out there. And then for the fellas, we know that you guys deal with a lot of shit too. We don't really have stuff for us like that, but that might be something that me and Kev, we'll probably get with the crew and we'll we'll think of something that we could do for the guys, man, to kind of get the guys together where they can have a safe space to kind of like just share different things that they're feeling, that they got going on, that they may want to just get out. And probably be get held to some accountability too, man, from the fellas, you know what I'm saying? So we need to look more into that, man, having an event where we could do it where we could have the women on one side, the men on one side, and then at the end, everybody come together and we kind of can, like, you know, go through the different things that we learn and kind of put it on the table with perspective and that argument. You know what I mean? I think that'd be a dope idea. So maybe at some point, y'all, we'll get together and we'll kind of chop that up, man, see how we could formalize that and then make some shit shape, bro.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be dope. So yeah, man. So as far as me, y'all, so what I got going on, of course, you know, we are doing this podcast. We're taking it full fledged. Soon we'll be in studio, but then that'll be shot on weekends and we'll have shows and you know, in studio, we'll run it like that. And then, we got more filming coming up. We got a lot of filming coming up going through the summer. We got a couple of dates in June, and then we got more coming up, so we'll be filming a lot. And then what else? The Beyond the Stars fashion pop-up is coming in August, August 27th. It's a Sunday. It's at the Cary Senior Center. It's going to be super dope. It's going to be a fashion show. It's got we got a few different designers that's going to display their gear. We got a pop-up where people got vendors, so it'll be vendors in the building with different things. It's gonna be really dope. We got a dope caterer in the building. Now it's gonna be food, all that other stuff, man. So it's gonna be fly. So y'all come out, man, and check some things out. Oh, we got some dope performances that's gonna happen. It's gonna be a good look, man. So on my page, y'all, the link is there if you want to get the tickets. If you want to be a vendor, the link that's there, you can go find out all the information, man, and just come on out. August 27th. It's a Sunday. It's gonna be dope, man, and it's gonna be a really dope thing. It's some really crazy designers out here that's putting in this work, y'all. I promise you, like, people are really taking control of their, you know, how they present their artistry when it comes to the way that they dress themselves, you know. And then people are like really not afraid to just, you know, put it out there. You know how it is. Sometimes you be having stuff and you be scared, thinking people ain't gonna like it, and it's like, man, fuck it.
Shit.
Yeah, man, just fuck it, man. Put your shit out, y'all. What else, y'all? Oh, I've been filming a reality show. I can't really give up too much information about it, but that'll be coming out soon. I'm also filming for another one that'll be taking place here for another group of people. So we just moving around, man. We shaking. Y'all just keep following us, man. We dropping new content. We just dropped a new skit today, Therapy Gone Wrong with my boy Kelvin. Man, he like to love himself. Y'all gonna definitely need to go check that one out.
Oh shit, that's the one.
Oh man, yeah, y'all gotta go check that one out. That one is classic, yo. And so yeah, y'all, so that's what we doing, man. And as always, we appreciate y'all. I know I appreciate y'all tuning in, all the people that jumped on live. You guys was quiet in the chat today, so I guess y'all will jump back in when we lighten up a little bit. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but y'all stop being corny. If y'all like what we're talking about, jump on in, man. Don't be scared, y'all. All right? But other than that, man, until the next show, which will be in 2 weeks, we're just going to stay focused, man. And to all y'all out there, man, stay cool. It's hot out here, so stay cool. And don't forget, y'all, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. All right. Double salute, y'all. Peace out there, man. Don't hurt nobody, y'all.
Yeah.